Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police are searching for the gunman behind a deadly drive-by shooting in Boksburg in Gauteng that's left at least six people dead. Officers say three others were wounded when the attackers opened fire randomly at residents in Reja Park. Acting Provincial Commissioner Fred Gekanas told the SABC that the suspects arrived in two cars in the afternoon. He says the police's anti-gang detectives have joined the team tracking down those responsible for the shootings.
Currently, we talk of six people who are fatally wounded and three people who are in hospital, of which one of them is confirmed that he's a member of a gangster, a rival gangster of the so-called suspect. We know that we have the details of the possible suspect. The team is currently on the ground tracing them. All the public order policing units were mobilized from other areas to come and ensure the area is cordoned off with two stop and search.
Environmental officials have reaffirmed South Africa's stance against the commercial trade of ivory and rhino horn, saying the country remains fully committed to the international ban. Minister Dion George has ruled out any talk around reopening trade, stressing that wildlife protection must be prioritized over profit. He was speaking ahead of the site's COP20 conference in Uzbekistan. The minister says South Africa is committed to science-based conservation and strengthening efforts to combat poaching. George says they'll continue to work with international partners to protect elephants, rhinos, and the communities living alongside them. In Gauteng, Helen Ziller believes she would be able to end Johannesburg's water crisis. The DA Johannesburg mayoral candidate joined a protest over water outages outside the city council building yesterday. She says aging infrastructure is at the heart of the problem. Speaking to the SABC, Ziller says people have a choice if they want the issue resolved quickly.
So what we intend to do differently is have a much smaller coalition, and we can really start to fix the problems like we do with the rest of the country, and we fix the infrastructure. The mayor has quite a lot of say in the direction and the plan that gets tabled, and for example the composition of the water board that in fact oversees all of this.
And there's been an explosion at a supermarket in Mexico. At least 23 people have been killed, with officials in Sonora State in the northern region saying some of the victims were minors. Local authorities have ruled out an attack. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the incident. Back home, we'll see a bit of rain this morning with light showers expected in the afternoon and again tonight. Durban's reaching a high of 22 degrees. Maritzburg and Ladysmith 17. Richards Bay and Margate 21. Moira 30. Newcastle 16, Ulundi 18, 14 for the Berg. Sea swells reaching 3 meters this morning, with sunset at 19 after 6, 21 degrees for Cape Town, Johannesburg 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.